Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in. Hey there, Aligned Mama. Welcome back to the Aligned Mama Podcast. Today, we're going to talk all about mental load of parents, because I don't know about you, but me for sure, homeschooling three kiddos, running a business, you know, being able to navigate multiple schedules, it's definitely a mental load factor. And so we are going to dive in today and talk a little bit about what you can do to start to alleviate mental load. So this is something that, you know, I'm integrating more and more and more into my parenting. And this comes through different ways of like being able to, you know, really empower my kids to be more autonomous, to help out more, to step up more, right? That's definitely one way. Another way is, you know, being able to, with running a business, have a team that I'm able to delegate to and lean on and have them, you know, really step into the space of execution. That's another side to this that's really important. But also just within myself, right? Because we know that everything we do externally is something that begins within ourselves. And so if we're not in touch with ourselves and we're not giving ourselves these opportunities for this, right? Then ultimately we are not really opening the door to new ability to receive support, right? Because really what mental load is being able to understand the capacity at which you are functioning with your mental capacity, right? We have physical capacity. And I think that we all relate pretty easily to physical capacity of, you know, this is my energy level and, you know, I didn't get any sleep last night. So I'm, you know, my physical capacity is a little lower. I don't have a lot of energy, right? And so do a lot of reflecting with clients on energetic levels. And, you know, we do it on a scale of like 1 to 10 and where's our energetic level at today. And then we understand how that integrates with the things that we do and how we're thinking and feeling. And this allows a deeper level of guidance and leading in our own lives. On the other side of this, right, is the mental capacity, the mental load, right? And so our mental capacity is a little bit different. And it's, you know, some of this is, yes, like things that we're doing and executing, but it also could just be things that you are thinking about, things that are challenging for you that you have on your mind that you haven't taken action on. If you're a procrastinator, definitely all of the things that you're procrastinating on, whether it be work things, life things, personal things, it doesn't matter. All of the things, anything that's on your mind is something that's, you know, taking up some mental capacity. If we think about our mind like a bubble or a balloon, right? And we think envision it being filled with, you know, let's say 1,000 little spaces, right? 1,000 little spaces. Every time you fill up a space, it's taking up capacity, right? So when we think about things that have happened in our past and we allow those to continue to be worries or concerns or thoughts in our mind, well, that's taking up a little bit of our capacity, right? And so once you reach a certain point, you're supposed to have some of your capacity empty. Your capacity is not supposed to be full. It's supposed to be flowing, right? It's supposed to be flowing and in ebb and flow. And sometimes it's a little more and sometimes it's a little less. But ultimately, when we get to that point where it's all more, 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 and all those little spaces inside of there are just filled up with things, whether they're things of the past, things of the current, things that we're doing or things that we're worried about, we're thinking about, we're allowing to weigh us down, that is all part of what creates our mental load. And so when I think about mental load within my life right now, you know, definitely there's a lot of factors that come into this. And part of this is being able to definitely, you know, running a multi seven figure business requires that there's a lot of moving parts. And this is, you know, empowering the team on different levels with different things. So definitely that angle, right? Like definitely being able to delegate and to trust team members to take over and to do a good job with things. And on the other side of that is the family, right? My family. And we are doing some shifting. You know, I feel like I'm saying this all the time, but this is part of homeschool, right? Part of homeschool is that I am always reflecting and refining. I'm never committing to just one way of doing things. I think it's important that I'm constantly reflecting and refining on what's working, what's not working, what could be working better, how we can do things differently and better. And that really helps me be able to best teach my kids and also help them see and model what it is to become, you know, a little human in this earth of, you know, how they show up and who they show up as. And I think all of that is really important. So when I'm looking at this kind of collectively with them, recently we decided to get them enrolled in a co-op, and we're really excited about this. You know, I've been wanting to do this for a long time, but many of the places that I've lived, there haven't really been great co-op options. And then now that we've even within Reno, we've relocated a little bit to a smaller town that's just outside of Reno. And there's this amazing co-op that's here, and they are actually like kind of just getting started up in a lot of ways. And so the kids are jumping in, fitting right in. Yesterday was actually their first day, which is exciting. And yeah, it's working, you know, it's that feeling of working. But what this also means is that I have a lot of schedules to coordinate, right? Because the boys are in the same class. Jake and Mike are in the same class, but Liza's in a different class, right? So she's in a taught class, and they aren't all at the same times. They go one time on a Tuesday at a different time on a Wednesday, and Liza goes on a Thursday, although now we're going to shift her to Wednesday too. And there's just a lot to think about with that, right? There's a lot to think about on when they're going and who needs to be dropped off. And I stay with Liza, but the boys get to stay by themselves. And then every other week, there's a bonus class with ASL, so sign language, which I love. So the boys are going to be excited to get to do that. And so that's every other week, though. So it's keeping track of the weeks that that's on and off. And so you can see how quickly there's a lot of moving parts here, right? There's a lot of moving parts. And that's not a bad thing. You know, it's a beautiful thing. But even just 2 days into it, I've already made a mistake on the scheduling twice, which is kind of crazy. And I know that, you know, I have some meetings that overlap. And so, you know, it's tagging in my husband and letting him be a part of it. But definitely like the mental load of keeping the schedule straight and knowing that everybody's where they need to be and they have their lunch and do they eat breakfast before they went and are they getting ready? Because, you know, we don't normally do this, right? My boys are very used to just waking up and hanging out and playing on their tablet in the morning. And then they do some schoolwork and then they take a break and then they do some more schoolwork. And now it's kind of like reality check. You know, my younger son, Wyatt, he likes to sleep in. So yesterday he slept in till after 9 o'clock and we had to leave by 10. And so he, not only did he sleep in, but he's also my kiddo that kind of likes time to wake up in the morning. You know, he doesn't just like wake up. He's not like awake and like ready to go. Like, you know, he's a little slow to start. And, you know, it's a funny thing because I'm just like, you know, you have about 30 minutes and then we're leaving. And he was just like, looked at me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, this is what it's like to have a schedule where you have somebody to go, somewhere to go, somewhere to be. You know, normally we keep things pretty fluid in the house of, you know, checking in on when we want to do things and how we want to do things, which has been great for them. You know, it's been great to kind of let them guide the way of, you know, if they don't do their work earlier in the day, then, you know, it's 7 o'clock at night and they're finishing stuff up. I don't condone that. I don't think that's a good idea. But every once in a while, I let them get away with that and allow them to see what the result is of that, you know, and normally it's that they're grouchy, they're tired, things don't go as easily, right? And so then they learn not to do that. And I like to allow them the autonomy of that. I think about how this worked for me when I was in college, right? Like that's kind of how college is like you have all this autonomy and then you add alcohol to that. And, you know, you have to learn to be the type of person who's like, oh, I have these things that are due and I'm actually going to be the responsible person that gets them done, you know? But it's not quite the same as like, you know, in high school where it's like you have to get it done or they're going to call you to the office and they're going to sit down with you. And if you don't go to school, they're going to call your parents. Like, there's not really like much babysitting done in college, you know, it's like show up and do your work. And so it was a really interesting thing for me to be able to kind of see how I'm able to help my kids develop this skill now, like early on, which is a great thing. But obviously with the shift in our schedules, with the co-op and all the things, it has them on a little bit of a different routine, which is fun and interesting to watch what happens. So we're exploring all of that this week and it creates an entirely new mental load for me, right? I am used to spending a lot of time with my kids, but doing it very in between all of the other things that I have going on. So I allow my schedule for booking calls to be super open. And then, you know, when people book calls with me, I do the calls and in between the calls, I spend time with the kids and we do homeschool. But what I found already, like next week, I made an appointment with somebody and boom, I forgot. Like that's my day. I don't have calls, but I did have a dentist appointment that day. And so I'm already seeing the overlap, right? Where it's like Liza has her talk group in the morning and then I'm supposed to be taking Jake to a dentist appointment and I'm double booked. And so suddenly I have that feeling of like, oh, okay, I have a lot of plates spinning right now. What is that about? And then today we went to the co-op and I was an hour early. I thought they started today at the same time that they started yesterday and I was wrong. They start 1 hour later, which is literally no big deal if I had just realized it, right? But I didn't realize until we got there and the door was locked and I was like, no, what's happening? And so this is just another layer, another opportunity to see and to know that like, This is it. This is the mental load coming in. This is where I have so many plates spinning right now and I can't actually set any of them down. And some of them are things that I'm doing and some of them are things that I'm worrying about, right? And they're like weighing on my mind. And that is creating a mental load that is creating, you know, resistance. It's creating complications in being able to get things done and being able to ensure that, you know, that I'm at my best, I'm at my highest and best, and that I'm able to, you know, manage multiple schedules. And so obviously I know that this is a level up time opportunity for me, right? I know that this is going to be an opportunity for me to be able to level up and to become that person, to open up a new door. And I know that that new door involves receiving support and creating more of an opportunity to let the mental load flow. So what I want you to do as a practice for yourself, because this is something that I've definitely been building up to for quite some time now, is being able to look at this mental load concept and I can identify the constraints right away. Okay. So I know that I'm able to identify constraints by the way that I feel. When I am feeling very activated. We'll use the word activated. I know a lot of people use the word triggered, but it's not really a trigger. It's not a bad thing. This isn't like a trauma response. It's like I feel activated by something. I know that I get to look at what that thing is and be like, huh, okay, why do I feel this way? Because 99.9% of the time, I am in that space where I could ask for support for things and I don't. Do you relate to that where it's like, I could definitely ask for support, but I just don't. And then I'm stressed out about it. And then, you know, my husband's like, well, you know, I could just like go get the kids. And I'm like, no, like I have to go get the kids, you know? And it's like, I don't, right? But I don't want to ask for support, but sometimes this is also just a, I want to get the kids. You know, I want to get the kids. I want to take the kids. I want to be with them. I want to talk to them. I want to learn about how their day went. And so I want to have that opportunity with them, you know, and I think like that's like so important for me is that I do have that flexibility, but I think that it's just being able to be in the space of having choices. And, you know, I get to choose that I want to go pick them up, but I know that if I wanted some support with that, I have it there. And that sometimes I'm executing that support when it makes sense for me to, right? Like next week, I know that he's going to be helping because I have meetings both days that the kids go. So I can take them either day, right? So I get to do it this week because I want to be part of it, but also I get to ask for support when support is needed. And it's allowing a lot of different flow patterns in my life with that. And that is incredibly helpful. And so if you're that type of person that's like, yeah, but like I can't ask for support because of X, Y, and Z, it's like, is that real or is that self-created, right? Is it self-created where you're creating this story within yourself that like this is how it has to be? And it doesn't really have to be that way, right? Because there could be a million different avenues that you could go with something, but you don't because you're like, it has to be this way. It's always been this way. And it's like, you know, break the pattern, break the cycle, like choose differently. And that's something that, you know, I've definitely had an opportunity to kind of take a look at and to think about and to dive into with it, you know. So when you're looking at mental load, it's checking in with yourself about how you feel. When you think about the things that are coming up, or in my case, like I made these mistakes with scheduling, right? I had two back-to-back mistakes with scheduling and I was like, oh, okay, I get to get a lot more clear about what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, how I'm doing it, blocking my schedule. I get to dial this in and or get a resource if that's going to be helpful, right? Is there a software for this? I mean, right now I just do all of this manually on my own phone. But could I have a software for this that would help automate some of this for me? I don't know, right? And I get to be aware of the fact that I'm definitely, I just made two mistakes and I feel a feeling about that. And when I feel a feeling about that, the problem with this is it's creating mental load of the fear of making another mistake, right? And so it's not a bad thing. This is an opportunity. This is a challenge that becomes an opportunity where I get to look at where I'm feeling activated and I get to shift the mental load that is happening in the moment and I get to create my desired outcome on the other side. And so for me, it's definitely just looking for opportunities to delegate, to ask for support, to receive support and to really align and create and become the person that has what I desire to have. And so look at yourself, look at your day to day, look at where you have those like little panic moments where you're like, oh my God, I forgot to do this thing. Or, I don't know. I mean, I haven't forgotten to pick my kids up, but I mean, that's definitely something that like, I would say is like a big concern or worry of mine. And I know that some parents have that story, you know, and it's like, nobody would ever want to think that they forgot their kids, but like, I mean, when you have heavy mental load, it's like you don't always put heavy mental load causes us not to put, you know, A and B together, right? It's like, oh, I know on Wednesdays I pick up my son at 3 o'clock, but then it's also like, oh, like today I have a meeting till 5 and you just like go to the meeting and then you're like, oh my God, today's Wednesday, right? And it's like you get that tunnel vision where it's like you don't see the bigger picture. And so it's like today I have a meeting till 5 and on Wednesdays I pick up my son at 3, but you don't put 2 and 2 together that today when the meeting is also Wednesday. And so we start to make those little mistakes. And you know, as a parent, I think that when we make mistakes like this absolutely can create some uncomfortable shifting in how we feel about the type of parent that we are, you know? And it's understanding that all of this ends up being a teachable moment. You know, when I messed up the time this morning and we showed up to co-op a little early, I was able to talk to my boys a little bit like about mental load. And I told them, I said, you know what, guys, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry that we're here early. And I was like, you know, I just have a lot on my mind. I said, I have a lot on my mind. There's a lot of things going on with work and I'm getting you guys settled into this new routine. And, you know, it's just a lot of different things happening right now. And I told them, I said, you know, sometimes mommy just has a lot in her brain at one time. And that's what happened today. And I should have double checked the time and I didn't. And I apologize to them. And I think that's important for a couple of reasons. You know, it's personal accountability. It's really being in the space where I'm able to say like, you know, I take radical responsibility for the thing that happened, even though it was no big deal, right? But it's showing, it's modeling that for them and saying I'm sorry and that, you know, I value their time and that, you know, I value my time and it wasn't great for my time because I lost an hour out of the day today by, you know, making that mistake. And this really unlocks a lot of doors, a lot of opportunities for kiddos to be able to show up imperfectly, to be able to, you know, take on like that radical responsibility for whatever's going on. And also to remember that like, as we normalize this concept of mental load, it allows them to talk about things that are on their mind. Are they stressed out? What's happening for them? What does this mean for them? Letting them get into that space of being able to express is also really important because this is a life skill that, I mean, quite honestly, they don't teach in school. People don't talk about, but being able to have tools in your back pocket to handle, to manage, to be mindful of your mental load is something that's going to unlock so many doors for you. And you want to be able to gift that to your kids as well. So be open, talk to them, share with them about this. And ultimately, you know, when we have a better understanding of our mental load and like quote unquote balance in our life, understand that like, that is what balance is, okay? When we have mental load activations and we're aware of them and we're able to do something about it instead of just ignoring the like, the you know, that feeling in like the pit of your stomach where you're like, oh, like I messed that thing up, right? And you know that the mental load's weighing on you. When you're able to take action on that and you're able to shift the mental load piece, that is essentially one of the foundational components of having more aligned life balance. So if you want to have more balance in your life and you're looking at it and you're like, I wish I had more balance, understand your mental capacity. Understand what your mental load is at right now. And maybe it's too little. You know, maybe you don't have enough on your plate. Like, fill that plate up, stimulate yourself, give yourself that activation, because that's a good thing. And then also, when you're so activated, it's like, oh my gosh, then that's when you get to learn to lean into support, and you get to delegate, and you get to allow support to come in. Understand that it's both sides of this, because that's how the world works, right? The pendulum swings back and forth, and we get to land in the middle. And so you want to be stimulated enough, but not so much that you're overstimulated. You get to find that sweet spot, that prolific zone right in the middle. And that is where real aligned life balance is going to come in, where you feel, you know, you feel activated in a good way. You feel like you're aligned with what you want your life to look like and feel like and be like. And then you also get to take that and be like, okay. And now I know that I want this and I want that. And we get to add more spinning plates to your hands until you reach that point where you're ready to offload some of that. You're ready to have some more help. You're ready to empower your kids to be a little bit more independent. So reflect on your mental load, see what your capacity is right now. And how does that correlate with your energetic levels? You know, being able to kind of track some of those pieces is like a next level result that you can create. But take action. Reflect on the pieces and really let yourself identify what mental load means to you and where you are with your mental load, and be honest with your kids about it. You know, be able to have these real conversations with them, because these are skill sets that will keep on helping them for the rest of their lives, as well as yours. All right, Align Mama, thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Align Mama Podcast. I will see you next week. You have been listening to the Aligned Mama Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.